Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan as we are live from Taco Bueno in Arlington, 5748 Southwest Green Oaks Boulevard. If you want to come out and see us, register for those Tolo flags. Just saw them for the first time yesterday at Choctaw, and those went quick. So go ahead and come on out for your opportunity to get those today. And right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys inside. Mickey Spagnola, good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Well, the first thing...
Why'd you let that happen, Mickey?
Yeah, one of the first things that Jerry said was that defensive front sure did whip us yesterday. And man, oh man, was this not a glorious evening for the offensive line of the Cowboys.
Yeah, they did struggle, gave up 5 sacks. I think there was another... 8 quarterback hits, ran the ball somewhat, but not effectively enough to keep that pass rush honest. Got in way too many third downs. You know, and the strange thing is when you throw for whatever Dak threw for 376, was that what it was? Something like that?
Right.
And you gain more yards than they did, and you only end up with 30 points. And I think that's probably the disappointing thing. You know, I was sitting there, I'm going, man, they've had so many explosive plays. So I counted them up. I believe it was 8 explosive plays for at least 18 or more yards. Well, the Cowboys had the same thing. But it didn't translate because you turned the ball over, you got your quarterback sacked 5 times, and you just made too many mistakes at bad times. And then just when – and they kind of teased you, right? Because you're thinking, this team has come back before. You know, they've come back from 21-0 down.
Sure.
And it's like, okay, they're coming. And, you know, they ended up getting the score at that one point to 30-27. And you're going, okay, yeah, you're in it. And then it's 37-30. And it's like, okay, give me one more possession. But they couldn't get a stop defensively.
All right. So Can I ask you about, I understand the football logic of why you kick the field goal. I really do at 37-27. I don't want this to be a, hindsight kind of thing. I wrote it in my notes. I hated that call just because the flow of the game let you know that that defense wasn't stopping anybody. It was six straight possessions where they couldn't stop anybody. I really thought they should have gone for a touchdown right there, even because then potentially it could have been 37-34. Once they kicked that field goal, I was like, I think we're done.
Well, you had to score twice, right?
Correct.
All right. And if you go for it and you don't get any points, you're toast.
You're definitely right.
Now, I know, but the thinking is I get my three, and if I can get a stop, then I'm within a touchdown, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's the way – and go look at how teams do that all the time.
Sure.
When they're down 10 and they're driving and, give me a minute something, and I gotta score 10 points, and if I go for it on fourth down and don't get it, game's over. But if I kick a field goal, then I've got a chance if I can get the ball back, right? And that's generally what the thinking is in that situation. And, they didn't get a stop even if you scored the touchdown, right?
Sure.
Been down 10 points.
You're right about that. I guess I had just seen and I know Detroit had the one field goal blocked. Props to Sam Williams for that. But they had scored on the five other possessions, and so you'd gone six straight possessions without, forcing a punt. I guess in my mind, and I totally get what you're saying about cutting it to one score, I thought our best chance was getting a touchdown there and maybe hoping you stop them with a field goal. Because I guess at that point in the defense, I had no confidence that they could force a punt.
Well, now, especially when their average field position their 12 possessions was the 41-yard line? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
They couldn't cover a kick to save their lives. Something's got to give there. Because
agreed.
They've been terrible covering kicks, and Aubrey's doing his deal. Because those kickoffs are usually landing somewhere between the goal line and 7-yard line. That's all you can ask for him, right? But you got to go down and cover. It was awful. And then they're not blocking well on kick returns. So, yeah, the special teams, I thought, played a significant role in this game. I mean, if you look at it, Detroit began drives at the 36, the 47, the 42, the 47, the 41, the 49, and I'll give them the two at the 14. That was, the turnover and then going for it on fourth down. But that's got to be better. That offense is too good that they only got to go, half the field to score points. And they're just way too explosive with the speed they have. And I thought one of the things they did that was pretty smart, and it was kind of an adjustment they made after the Cowboys did get some pressure early, is they said, okay, now I'm going to give you some problems. I'm going to go three wide, and one of those three is going to be Gibbs lined up wide. And they did it repeatedly. And now if you got three wide receivers and then you put him out there, somebody's not going to be covering that should be covered, that needs to cover, right?
Yeah.
And I thought that was a really, really good move on their part. Now, you can't lose the turnover. So you lost the average possession yardage. You lost the turnover battle. Your quarterback was getting the hell beat out of him. But he's still in there.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Throwing the way he was, and then you kick too many field goals, and I don't need to tell you about my field goal philosophy, right?
I'm with you, Mickey.
Impressive field goals, but frustrating nonetheless.
It sure played out. You kick that many field goals, you're falling behind because you're leaving 4 points on the field each time. Now, sometimes you got to kick one, like from, 55?
Yeah.
Was there a 59? Well, it was 63. I mean, he was kicking those like extra points.
Yep.
Amazing. But again, 15 points when you needed to score touchdowns. So, you might have seen the two most atrocious offensive pass interference call you're going to see for the rest of the season. I don't know how the guy invented the one on Ferguson. he invented the call. It should have been holding, right? And so, you know what it reminded me of? I forgot who the Mavericks were playing, and they got the layup to tie the game, and they called a charge because he swiped his arm off his
body. That was
body.
Against Brandon Williams, right?
Brandon Williams.
Yeah.
Right, yes. Well, that was the same thing. He swiped the guy's arm away from his leg that was clutching him. And
right.
They called offensive pass interference? Seriously? So you just had a lot of things going against you. And I think the hard part of that game was we knew the Cowboys had this propensity to come back from behind. They would fall behind. They fell behind 21-0 and came back and won a game. And I'm thinking, okay, this is going to play out. This is what they do. And they just sort of teased us. They got within 3. They got within 7. It's like, okay, here they come. And then the defense just faltered. So, it was not a good night and a great night for the Lions.
Jerry mentioned multiple times with us just now the defensive middle, those tackles. And he kept saying the way, like, he didn't like they weren't used a certain way. They weren't used, or were they just not getting what they needed up the middle?
Yeah, I just don't think they were. The pass rush wasn't consistently there. It kind of started off that way. But I think a little bit what happened is, they were using those blitzes, right? And so if you're blitzing, it's usually a linebacker. Well, they started throwing, if they picked it up or slowed it down and you didn't get there, they were running their Gibbs behind where the blitzes were coming from.
Oh,
and that started to burn them quite a bit. So, you got to be be able to get pressure on Goff. And you saw early, you know, it forced a field goal of all things. But they just weren't consistent enough. And look, I don't know if playing four games in 17 days caught up with them, but I think maybe not from a energy standpoint, but you're not practicing because the games are coming at you so fast. I'll guarantee you for 17 days, they probably haven't been in pads one time. But this is, you know, the life you made for yourself by digging you that 3-5-1 hole. Because think about it. When they were 3-5-1 and you saw what was coming up the next four games, if you said, you know what, if they can win 3 out of 4, I'd be happy. Well, you win 3 straight and then you get beat and nobody's happy.
Yes. That's a great way to put it.
And so you say nobody, and last night Dak said that he thinks everybody in that locker room's pissed off, is the word that if I can use it that way,
me
Kevin.
Me too.
Did you kind of get that sense last night after the game?
I didn't get the feeling in the locker room.
Okay.
Just listening to Schottenheimer, I don't know if he was pissed as much as he was disappointed that they didn't play better. And to his credit, he'll point out, and we got to coach better too. And I get that. You know, but they kept hanging. That was the hard part. It was like the big tease, right? Here they come. Here they come. Oh, no, they're not. And it happened repeatedly.
Yeah,
Mickey, I'm really glad that you said that, because when you get the deep touchdown to Flannoy and all of a sudden it's 30-27, like in that moment I'm thinking, how did this happen? Because it felt like you were trailing or really getting handled all night, and then all of a sudden you were right there. And I know I watched the whole game, but I was like, I still don't quite understand how this game is this close. So I agree with you on that.
You know, or how about getting the completion down to, what, the 2-yard line?
Yeah,
and you get
a 50-yard penalty. Yeah.
Right. Or the what was the other one? They got the big play to get down inside the 20 or whatever it was, and then you get a 15-yard penalty piled on top for roughing the quarterback.
Yes.
And it's like, okay. You know, there were things like that, the tip pass for an interception. And even when they came out at halftime, right, it's 20-9, you know, but again, you had to kick a field goal when you were in position to score a touchdown. But it's like, okay, it's 20-9. I get the ball. If I score, it's 20-16.
First play.
Well, first play, they get an interception. Mm-hmm. And it's like, are you kidding me? A really uncalled for fumble by Ferguson.
Yep. Yes.
Look, give it up. You got 3 guys tugging on you. Just go down. You caught the ball. You got yardage. You don't need to keep acting like you're Mike Ditka or something, trying to drag everybody along with you.
Reference, Mickey.
I love it. I think it's all. He's always. I'm not lying. But you can ask Babe. I told him one day, he asked a question about, you know, tight ends with the Cowboys, and I said usually the first person I think of is Mike Ditka whenever it comes to questions like that. So I love it.
I'm just giving you crap, Mickey.
Is it time though to replace the rookie with Diggs after what happened last night?
I don't know about replays. did he have a tough game? Yeah.
It was.
Yes.
Now, is Diggs ready to go? Because obviously they decided that he probably, 3 limited practices after missing 6-7 weeks wasn't enough. You know, it didn't help that Clowney wasn't in there. But everybody's got injuries. And they worked him out before the game pretty extensively. And he was petitioning to play. I was just watching from afar. I could tell by the body language, the discussions that were going on. And I think they had to talk him off the ledge, thinking, hey, you're going to get 10 days between games. Let's not go out there and have something happen to that hamstring that's going to cost you to miss 2 or 3 weeks. So that was sort of the decision they made. But, he's a rookie, right?
That was his fourth game.
It's going to happen. Hey, St. Brown's pretty darn good, right?
Yeah, he is. Sometimes, I don't know if you feel this way, Mickey, sometimes I feel like what the Jones family talks about works against certain players with the hype level, and I feel like Jerry and Steven have talked about Revel all year, that people expected him to come in there and be like Revis Island, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that's his fault,
no. But
I think that's like the anticipation got built up really high there.
Like he was going to be Everson Walls and have 11 interceptions.
Exactly.
His rookie year.
Exactly.
Well, he doesn't have too tall Jones at left defensive end.
Absolutely. You're right about that. Thank you very much, good sir. We will catch up again on Monday and talk about how we got a win out.
And you're exactly right. Talk to you then.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.